Earlier this week, law firm Slater & Gordon announced that it was bringing a class action lawsuit against the Department of Human Services and its online compliance system, commonly known as RoboDebt. The system used data matching technology with the Australian Tax Office to create and send automated debt notices to Centrelink users. Terry Carney is an Emeritus Professor of Law at Sydney University and the longest-serving member of Australia's Government Review Tribunal. As a first-hand witness to some of the RoboDebt cases, he says the system has been flawed from the start.
The preliminary findings that I came to were that it was unlawful because it reversed the onus of proof. That's a simple point.
He says the government has already been forced to throw out hundreds of debt cases and have chosen to keep that from public record.
Despite having a few hundred of those decisions overturned, Centrelink never once exercised its right to go to the next level of the tribunal where the hearing would be public. And why hasn't it done that? My view is because it doesn't have a leg to stand on, legally speaking.
There isn't just that legal flaw. As Professor Carney says, there's also a simpler issue within the RoboDebt system's mathematics.
I mean, it's just the sort of silly, nonsensical arithmetic that a primary school kid knows about.
Many people have already been intimidated into paying their debt, afraid that their professional reputations could be at risk.
Many, many people, very intelligent people, just simply say, oh, well, look, Centrelink must be right, and I better pay up because, you know, this is going to be a blot on my copybook. What's my employer going to think? And, you know, that's not a small question. If it's a law graduate, whether a person disclosed a Centrelink debt like that or not goes to their fitness to practice. They could, in fact, if you like, lose their job.
These fears have already been felt by around 160,000 Australians who've been given debt notices totaling $2.4 billion. However, Professor Carney questions the legitimacy of those debt claims, saying that many don't even exist.
Nearly all of those debts are either highly inflated or they're totally false. You know, basically boils down to a tax that's being extracted from the most vulnerable of Australian citizens. It's an outrage.
The lawsuit comes off the back of data released by the Department of Human Services stating over 2,030 Australians died after receiving their debt notices in 2018. 20-year-old university student Bianca Snodgrass says she was very nearly one of those statistics.
I called up immediately and was like, I'm so sorry, what the hell is going on? And I was told that I needed to pay it back immediately or else I would be charged with fraud and I would need to go to court.
At just 18 and living in student housing, Bianca was served a debt notice stating that she owed the government $2,160 in undeclared income from when she was just 14. That night, Bianca called a suicide hotline.
I literally called Lifeline that night because I was going to commit suicide because I thought I owed the Australian government $2,160 that I didn't have.
Bianca says that throughout the ordeal, Centrelink staff have been unhelpful, leaving her without payment or assistance for over 2 months.
It would have been, I think, about two and a half months of just being so anxious that something was going to happen to me. I kid you not, I remember the name. His name was Peter. He sounded really young. He could hear me crying and he said, look, it's just honestly not really my problem. I've told you what you need to do. If you don't do this, then we're going to take you to court and you're going to be charged with fraud.
Professor Carney says that this kind of treatment by the government leads to allegations of extortion.
The high proportion of people who are unemployed, who have mental health issues, who are lacking in confidence, who don't have access to advice and information, it's outrageous. It's why many people say it's a form of extortion. It's the government using its extensive power and intimidation in order to extract funds from people who are too frightened or too ill-informed to know how to go about setting the record straight and getting the debt entirely expunged.
Bianca was unfortunately one of those people and says she felt she didn't have the tools to fight a debt so young.
I didn't know anything. I had no idea what was happening. I didn't know what kind of words to use. I didn't know how to phrase anything. I couldn't get out the sentence of, like, I have a debt, but it's not correct. It's not my debt, without crying.
Bianca says these instances aren't rare as more and more people fall victim to Centrelink's increasingly automated services.
It's terrible. I know a few other people who have had this happen, like my roommate. She goes through something like this almost every 6 months. Every 6 months, they're like, actually, we're not going to give you any more payment.
Professor Carney maintains that the systems delivering these notices are without legal basis and says he is hopeful that the class action proves that.
But actually, at no point ever has any government or Centrelink or any other spokesperson ever even hinted at what they think is the basis for their bland assertion that this is a legal program. If it's a legal program, show me your proof.